starting something is essential. And a lot of times it's easier than keeping something going, which has to be a labor of love, especially if it's a literary press. Bamboo Ridge is now looking for a next generation to carry on.
In June of 1978, we've celebrated the literary heritage and creation of local literature for the first time.
Writer Wing Tek Lum says the Talk Story Conference of 1978 was a first attempt to figure out what local literature is. Hundreds turned out to the conference, which was held at MIDPAC, not at UH Manoa, where the English department reigned.
Everybody thought that we were so locked in with this pigeon, nobody would get us. And people think it limits us, it shows that we're ignorant, we're stupid, but it doesn't. We're just another voice.
Writer Lois Ann Yamanaka.
The universality of the human experience arises out of voice, no matter how you say it. That's what I found out when I started writing using voice.
Yamanaka's first book, Saturday Night at the Pahala Theater, was published by Bamboo Ridge Press, which was founded in 1978 out of that Talk Story Conference by writers Daryl Lum and Eric Chalk.
There was, at that time, a rejection of the notion of Hawaii as a melting pot.
Hawaii was just waking up to its true history and beginning to admit to cracks in the rainbow. Stories came pouring out. Over the years, Bamboo Ridge special projects include the Journals of George Helm, Native Hawaiian Dramatists, and a special Hapa edition.
Most importantly, there's a commitment to pluralism, which means you have a grudging tolerance of people who are different from you. That kind of attitude, in a lot of different ways, guided the beginnings of Bamboo Ridge.
Wing Tek Lum, a businessman as well as a writer, says while writers and their writings have burgeoned and blossomed in Hawaii, Bamboo Ridge fiscal fortunes, not so much.
I wouldn't say we've necessarily thrived, but we've survived. And I think there are several reasons for it.
They are phenomenal in what they've not only done for me, but for generations of writers. They've given us a face in literature, and we exist.
If they had presented their business model to me, I would have told them it wouldn't have penciled out. So I've been wrong for 40 years now.
With our help, Bamboo Ridge is not Pau yet. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.